It's the hour of round table with myself, He Young, Lai Ming, and Tony Reid. Now let's move on to the last topic of today. The beginning of September marks the end of students' favorite time of the year, that is summer break. A recent report indicated that with more leisure time during the summer vacation, most students spend more time at home on their phones for entertainment, while others, there are still some people that favor outdoor activities. Yeah, we're looking at this as the recent report just came in, since summer vacation is ending.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, remember those good old days when you still had the summer vacation and winter vacation?
I used to dread the ending of the summer vacation.
Copying answers.
I'll be calling my friends to come over to my house and help me do homework.
You had friends to do that for you? I had to just...
Wow.
I had to copy. Anyway, that was too much a bit of
gaming bonds people.
You know, I have to say, I actually kind of...
Was it Tony that helped you out? So what did young people do these days?
Well, back in the U.S., a lot of people actually work. When I was in school, I had to, during the summer, I actually sold cookies with my grandfather and my sister. It was kind of like a small family business that we did. And honestly, I loathed it. I really didn't like doing it because, you know, at that age, a lot of girls did Girl Scout cookies. And so for me as a young man, I just didn't think that it was a good look. And I was at the age when I wanted to, you know, be cool and fit in.
Yeah.
So that for me, that wasn't really something that I liked doing. But a lot of people back home find part-time jobs either with family or through different companies. Summer camps are pretty huge back in the States. Some kids go away for a couple of months to get away from mom and dad and hang out with their friends, or through certain organizations, namely churches. And some kids do internships for future employment. These are the kids that are really focused on getting a job somewhere. Normally, they're proctored by their parents and pushed to do these internships. Family travel, community service, and let's not forget gaming. Gaming is huge, especially for young teenagers. A lot of especially nowadays, I mean, even my father, he plays games every day.
Wow.
For hours. So it's grabbing a larger group of people, not just teenagers, but even adults. So yeah, gaming is huge.
So that was how you spent summer vacation. What about now? I wonder, because people are now, they will have smartphones. Apparently in China, young kids, they're staring at their smartphones more often than we want. According to a report by IR, Ophthalmology and Yidianzixun.com, they found that actually students check their smartphones 108 times a day on average, which means they may look at their phones every 13 minutes. Wow, that's just insane. Because what fun is a smartphone when you have computer, PC games, video games, console games? Why smartphones?
Because you can do similar things on the smartphone. Lots of people, when you don't have the teacher and your parents hovering around you, and then you have so much time at the comfort of your home, play with your smartphone. Oh, that just doesn't sound like the most appealing thing, but young people are doing that.
You're connected at all times. You can talk to your friends, even if you can't meet them. Like when I was younger, my parents were really strict. I couldn't go anywhere. So it's nice to be able to always be able to contact someone and share something with them, even when you're not together. So I think that it's... I was smartphone free about 5 years ago, but ever since I got a smartphone, it's really difficult to put them down.
Yeah, and it seems like during the summer vacation period, short video platforms such as Douyin and Kuaishou show the most significant increase in terms of usage time on a daily basis.
That kind of makes sense, because I think we talk about it on the show, how people are fixated on their phone looking at Douyin videos nonstop for 4 to 5 hours every day. I mean, that's just insane. But for kids who are more vulnerable to those temptations like those on those platforms, it's very easy for them to spend the entire day watching short videos.
Well, parents, I suppose, want their kids' summer time to be more meaningful. But what they're actually doing seems to certainly not fulfill that purpose. What about some of the other things that people do? Is outdoors still something that young kids would actually consider?
Well, in the choice of tourist destinations, people under the age of 24 from the first, second, and third tier cities show different preferences. Now, apparently, they are still going to outdoor activities. The average consumption capacity of tourists from first tier cities is relatively stronger, and they will go to places like Disneyland. And also, those are mostly people from Beijing, Shanghai, Guangzhou, and Shenzhen. And there are also people who go to Hainan province, Lijiang in Yunnan province. Those are traditionally very attractive tourist destinations. And also, tourists from third-tier cities prefer traditional cultural sites like the Great Wall and Forbidden City. But ironically, a lot of people who pay a visit to the Great Wall, they actually watch videos and play games with their buddies while they're at it.
On the Great Wall?
Yeah.
Well, it's promising to know that there's a good connection. Even on the Great Wall.
Good infrastructure, huh?
Yeah, very good. You're listening to Roundtable, and that brings us to the end of today's show. Thank you so much for your company. You can find us at Roundtable China on Apple Podcast. Bye-bye, everybody.